we awoke the next morning to, yes, you guessed it, a cloudy start to the day. Yesterday had been our long tour of the waterfalls and geothermal sites around Akureyri, and today we are heading into Seyðisfjörður with a planned arrival time just before noon. I keep telling myself that this is what Iceland can be like in May, but it would be nice to see the sun from time to time. Anyway, we were booked on Skallanes Nature and Heritage Centre, which was a drive in what seemed like a four-wheel drive military coach. Certainly it was high off the ground, and after a pleasant ride alongside the fjord, we headed onto a rough dirt road and through several river fords as we made our way to the remote Skallanes Birding Sanctuary. We did stop along the way at the site of a very early Christian church constructed by the fjord in the early 11th century. Of course, there is nothing there now, but the excavations show that this was a small wooden building just 6.4 metres long and constructed with corner posts made from driftwood that had washed up in storms. It had three stone crosses and a green stone for an altar that probably had been quarried in Greece. The Skallanes Nature Centre is an independent field centre that hosts university students from all over the world working with them on research and education. As you can tell from the photo below, it is pretty remote and students stay either in the main house or in one of the smaller buildings. Surrounded by the ubiquitous Alaskan lupines, it is also the home of many birds nesting in the cliffs along the coast here, as well as many eider ducks that donate their down to help fund the research. We had been advised to make sure that we had some waterproof clothing before taking this cruise, and we certainly needed it on this excursion. We walk past the Arctic terns that were nesting nearby and attack anyone that they think might endanger their nest, and on to the cliffs. But birds don't seem to mind the rain, and as we reach the viewing platform, we saw a couple of puffins on the rock face, but then were greeted by many more just on the hillside above the platform, and one in particular that seemed very happy to pose for us, and it looked down into the ocean from its precarious rock. And those red Viking umbrellas really were useful this morning to protect our heads from both the Arctic terns and the rain. After a very warming drink on the ship, there was plenty of time to explore the town. The rain had passed by this stage, and so we wandered the small town, taking in the very colourful sights. The included tour was basically a guided walk around the town, ending in a small concert in the town hall. We didn't take this tour, preferring to just wander at leisure. Further along Rainbow Street, we found a delightful little view of the river flowing into the fjord from the mist-covered hills surrounding the town. It was pretty as a photograph, but I thought an oil painting effect would make it look more magical with the Alaskan lupines in front of the scene. Back on board time here in Seyðisfjörður was actually 10 p.m. and so there was plenty of time to warm up again on the ship and then make another trip into town, passing this rather unique small bar that is for sale if you fancy being the barkeeper by the harbour. I think at least part of it used to be an old boat, as the funnel and cabin is still part of the installation. I planned to head up to the waterfall that falls over the mountainside into the fjord not too far from the ship. My tripod came in handy again to capture some longer exposure images of this waterfall with its picturesque bridge on the trail. There was also time to stroll back into town to try to capture the famous Blue Church along the Rainbow Road without any of the Viking tours spoiling the shot. With that, it was time to head back to the ship for the final time to settle into a nice meal in the dining room. There was still time to head on deck at 10 p.m. to see the departure from the port, and this conversion to black and white adds a bit more to the grandeur of the mountains as we sailed out of the fjord into the Arctic Ocean again and on to our next port of Djupivogur. Continue reading.